Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the head coach of the Lady Tigers, who will be playing Friday against University of Hawaii, Kim Mulkey. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, I've got a couple people ask me, hey, you know what? I didn't watch Hawaii. So ask Coach Mulkey, give us a kind of a breakdown of Hawaii and what do you expect from them, both on the offense and defensive side of the court?
Hawaii finished third in their conference. They won the conference tournament, which gave them the automatic bid. They shoot a lot of threes. They're not big. They do have post presence, though, in their league, but you're going to see a team that will shoot a lot of threes, and we've got bigs that are going to have to go out there and guard the three ball.
Now, Coach Mulkey, are you pleased overall when you look at the seeding process, how that went about in the region that you're in? Like I'm looking at eventually, you know, we always talk about this, trying to get to the Final Four. I know you just focused on Hawaii. But with Indiana being the number one seed, and then you're looking at Utah being number two, I wasn't that familiar with Utah, but more of Indiana, and then you end up being a number three seed. Were you pleased with the overall process?
Well, I'm never pleased. I never understand what the committee does. I've won national championships, Bobby, being a two seed, being a one seed. They have criteria that they look at. I don't take the time to figure it out. You got to give Indiana a one seed because they stayed pretty consistent the whole year. They won their league. They're good. They've got a bunch of older players that have been together a long time. The places that I start questioning are, did you really hold our non-conference schedule against us so much that we weren't worthy of a two seed, or was that because we lost a 17-point lead to Tennessee? We weren't even supposed to beat Tennessee when the season started. They were picked ahead of us. They were a top five team in the country. There's so many things that you can question. The bottom line is you want to host, and we got to host again. We're going to play the first, second round games here in the PMAC. The top 16 seeds in the country get that advantage. We want to win one more game than we won in the playoffs last year. So if we can win two games, that puts you in a Sweet 16. You go to Greenville, and you have to win two more to get to a Final Four in Dallas. Who knows what could happen?
Now, Coach Mulkey, you mentioned Tennessee, and that's old school. You look at South Carolina. They trying to go back-to-back, obviously. But you look at where you were at, like Baylor, Stanford, you look at UConn. What makes them so special as far as their stability? So, because you'd almost be shocked if, like UConn and Stanford or those type teams weren't involved always in the postseason of women's college basketball.
Well, it's stability. Tara Vanderveer has been at Stanford for, gosh, I don't even know how many years. Geno or Emma has been at Connecticut forever. So
right.
It's the stability of the coaching staff. Dawn Staley, I don't know how many years, I don't even know now how many years she's been there. So they don't have a lot of turnover. They got commitment from the administration at their respective schools. And when you can find a coach that stays there as long as they have, they build a reputation. Bobby, I'm probably the first ever in the history of men or women's basketball in college to leave a dynasty and do what I did.
Right.
There is no blueprint. Nobody does that. I've got all my reasons why I did it. I've said what I wanted to say about it publicly. Maybe someday I'll tell a lot more in depth, but it serves no purpose. I came home.
Right.
I saw an opportunity to do something good for our flagship university, our state. I'm comfortable here. I didn't have to reintroduce myself. People know me, and it felt right. And I think because of that, we were able to get a lot of transfers in that first recruiting class. And then we got the number one recruiting class this year. You got to keep putting things like that together. And, yeah, it's been an interesting journey to watch coaches retire that have won championships. But somebody said this to me, and I said, I've never thought of it like that. Jay Billis was on the other day, and they'd asked him to pick his women's Final Four. He picked UConn. He picked LSU. He picked Stanford. And he picked South Carolina. Now, think about those four schools. Those are the schools that have a coach that's won more national championships than anybody in the field. I thought it was pretty clever
right,
on his
yeah.
part. Now, he made a little joke, tongue-in-cheek, and said he picked LSU because he was scared of Kim Mulkey, which I thought was great. but nonetheless, I thought, you know, he did a little homework. He just decided
right.
to go with coaches that have been in the championship game before.
And, coach. You know, Coach Mulkey, Mike, last one, I wanted to ask Coach Mulkey this. It seems like that you got to play the games. But I don't know how many years if I can recall, but if you were, I think, all the national championships, I don't know if it's the past decade or I was reading this somewhere, where either it was a 1, 2, or 3 seed. So at least we had 3 seeds, so you know we're in the hunt. 1, 2, or 3 seeds and then winning the national championship. It's no Cinderella. In other words, you might have a Cinderella more in men's basketball, reach the Final Four. But it seems
And that's a long shot, too.
Yeah, but it seems like in women's basketball, it's like, listen, if you establish, and like you said, all the experience of the coaches winning national championship, that's a pretty sound bet.
Well, you can win a national championship and not be a 1 seed.
Right.
What the 1 seed does, it protects you in the first couple of rounds because you're going to play a 16 seed, and if you win that, you're going to play the winner of, I think, a 7 and 11 seed. And, guys, you got to play. That's it in a nutshell. If you're a team that gets on a roll, you stay away from injuries, and you start playing really good, you can do it. Cinderella's are not as common on the women's side as on the men's side. But think about this. Name me the last Cinderella that ever won a national championship on the men's side.
No,
does anybody come to mind?
Right. No. They might be lucky, maybe make the Final Four.
They'll make the Final Four,
right.
But how many of them ever truly win it?
Right,
the Cinderellas,
right.
Bobby,
yeah.
The Cinderellas are really, they really happen in conference tournaments. A 2 or 3 day conference tournament, you may be the bottom of the conference all year long, and you get on a roll, and man, I get to go to the big dance because we just played great for 3 days. That's
right.
Where you see a lot of Cinderellas.
Coach, someone asked me today, to knowing you were going to be on, about say, you know, when you're playing freshmen or people that haven't been there before, but okay, playing freshmen, they played a lot of games to get to this point. It's not like they are first year players, but the experience. On the court, having been there, having been in these big games, how do you measure that?
I can tell you, I had this conversation this morning. We had a 7:30 to 9 o'clock practice this morning, and I was talking to Flajay Johnson, who was a freshman of the year in our league, talking to Samaya Smith, who made all freshman team. The difference is, it's just like in football. Why do you think they redshirt people in football? You take a high school kid and you put them out there on that field and let them go head-to-head with some linebacker that's been in college 3 or 4 years, they'll smash your head in. It's the physical nature of the sport. It's quicker, faster, bigger, stronger. And that just evolves over time. Yes, they're more experienced with playing games, but if we win, we'll probably play Michigan, because I think Michigan is supposed to beat UNLV.
Right.
You watch Michigan. They've got four kids that have been playing together for 4 years. They're not going to leap out of the gym, but they're going to duck their head. They're going to hit you. They're going to bump you. They're going to be physical with you. Well, I've got freshmen that have got to play. They're getting ready to be pushed and shoved and all that, kind of like in the South Carolina game. You saw what, you know, happened to us in that game. There are a lot of things I can't rush time. I can get in the weight room and I can work you hard and I can give you all the knowledge I have, but you can't rush time. And that's what coaches are talking about when they say it does matter. And the fact that when you see a senior, a grad student late in team that's full of it, they usually are just a little bit more poised and polished.
Now, Coach Malkia, a little bit off topic to, just to make conversation. I know you follow LSU baseball. I know you focus right now on women's basketball. But, boy, how about their great start? Now, again, they're getting ready to go to A&M, College Station.
SEC play.
SEC play, but whoa. Coach Jay Johnson, I mean, it couldn't have been a greater start than what they've done this year.
I have snuck over there two or three times already. I'm a sports fan. Look, I've gone to softball. I was there when they opened up this year. I just like to go and watch sports. I like to observe. I like to watch and certainly support LSU because that's my employer. But at the end of the day, to answer your question about baseball, when y'all just call me, you know what I was doing? I'm sitting here watching a replay of Kramer, my son, playing today against the New York Mets. I'm watching Verlander strike his ass out in the first inning. But then Verlander goes out of the game, and I'm watching the guy that comes in, and Kramer gets a double and scores a run. And then his next at bat, he gets a single RBI. So that's sports. It's right. The love of it. You got to take the good with the bad. So when I go out there to watch LSU in any sport, not only am I watching that scoreboard, I'm watching each one of those players. When a game is over, I will see things, Bobby, and they'll go, "How did you know that?" And I'll just say, "I just watched the details of it." Now, I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm a mother. Right. I cheer for. But I will watch if a kid, you know, is rounding a base and I can pick up on, man, is his hip bothering him? That kid's kind of lean. They're like, you see everything. And I really do. And I can do it in football. Man, I can watch him run from that sideline when you got to get on that field. And I go, that kid's exhausted. He needs a sub right now. He's not going to do anything. He's not going to get by anybody. It's just something that is just inbred in me. It's competition, man. I love it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We always appreciate you coming on, and we always learn something each and every time you come on with us.
Well, and good luck, Coach.
Good luck to you, Coach.
Listen, guys, it's a joy to talk to y'all. Bobby, your son is much better looking than you. And
but he's younger, too.
Enjoyable. Hey, it's a lot more enjoyable talking to him every Tuesday morning at 8:30. So y'all got a lot of catching up to do. Have a good day.
All right, Coach Bogus.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.